Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be, we're taking a closer look at couple dynamics.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be unpacking this article we found called The 5 Most Common Types of Couples.
Fascinating stuff.
Get ready to decode relationships, yeah. Right? Including maybe even your own.
Absolutely, yeah.
We're going to be exploring some of these really fascinating patterns.
You know, these recurring relationship patterns we see.
Yeah.
They're more than just interesting observations, you know. Right. Understanding them can provide real insights into the dynamics at play in your own relationships.
Oh, sure.
And those around you.
Okay, so let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Starting with a type I think a lot of people will probably recognize, right? The traditional couple.
Ah, yeah. Classic.
This dynamic often evokes images of,
roles.
Clearly defined roles. Yeah.
Yeah.
One partner is the primary breadwinner.
Right.
The other is focused on, you know, home and family.
Sure. So this structure,
yeah,
often rooted in traditional gender roles,
right,
can provide a sense of stability. Predictability.
Yeah.
Which some people, you know, find comforting.
Yeah, for sure.
But the potential pitfall here,
yeah,
lies in the power imbalance.
Oh, yeah.
If one partner's needs consistently take precedence, right,
uh-huh,
it can breed resentment over time.
Makes sense.
Research has shown that relationships thrive when both partners feel valued,
yeah,
and their opinions are considered.
So while there might be this, this superficial sense of order in this type of relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lack of mutual respect could be lurking beneath the surface.
Right, exactly.
Not exactly a recipe for long-term happiness.
It's not, no. Right. You hit the nail on the head. A healthy relationship requires a balance of power.
Right.
And a genuine appreciation for both partners' contributions.
Okay, so now let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
To a couple dynamic that's, I think it's gaining traction.
Yeah.
Especially in today's, you know,
fast-paced world,
exactly. Yeah. The independent couple. These are the couples who prioritize individual pursuits, careers.
Yeah, right.
Often pictured as like the power couple.
Yes.
Juggling demanding schedules.
I know the type.
But somehow still finding time for date nights.
It's impressive.
So what's the appeal of this dynamic?
Well, what's fascinating here is the emphasis on personal growth.
Okay.
The independent couple thrives on encouraging each other's passions and ambitions, recognizing that individual fulfillment can actually strengthen the bond.
Okay.
Studies have shown that when partners feel supported in pursuing their goals,
interesting,
they experience higher levels of relationship satisfaction.
Wow.
They bring their best selves to the relationship.
So it's not about sacrificing your own personal goals for the sake of the relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more about recognizing that, you know, a thriving individual contributes to a thriving partnership.
I like that.
But could too much independence lead to a lack of connection?
That's the question.
Right. Is there a risk of becoming ships passing in the night?
It's a great question.
Each absorbed in their own world.
It highlights the potential downside of this dynamic.
Right.
While independence is valuable,
yeah,
maintaining that emotional intimacy requires deliberate effort.
Uh-huh.
The independent couple needs to prioritize quality time, communication, make sure they don't drift apart while chasing individual pursuits.
It seems like finding that, that sweet spot
between
independence and connection, right? That's key.
Absolutely.
Now, let's explore the other end of the spectrum here.
Okay.
Where the lines between we and I can become a little
blurred.
Yeah. The codependent couple.
This is where we need to be careful with definitions.
Yeah.
Codependency is often confused with healthy interdependence.
Right.
In a healthy relationship, partners rely on each other for support.
Sure.
While maintaining a strong sense of self.
Right.
Codependency, on the other hand, is characterized by an unhealthy reliance on the partner.
Interesting.
For a sense of identity and validation.
It's like, two trees growing so close together.
I love that.
That their branches become entangled, right?
Yes.
Hindering their individual growth.
Uh-huh.
Neither can stand tall on its own.
That's an excellent analogy.
Codependent relationships often involve blurred boundaries.
Yes.
And difficulty in making independent decisions.
Absolutely.
This dynamic can stem from various factors, including
insecure attachment styles developed earlier in life.
So early experiences can shape how we approach relationships later on.
Absolutely. These individuals may have learned to seek external validation.
Interesting.
Rather than developing a strong sense of self-worth.
So how can someone break free from these codependent patterns?
The key lies in developing a stronger sense of self.
Okay.
This involves establishing healthy boundaries.
Right.
Learning to communicate needs assertively.
Got it.
Cultivating individual interests and passions.
Makes sense.
Therapy can be incredibly helpful in this process.
Yeah.
Providing a safe space to explore these patterns.
Right.
And develop healthier coping mechanisms.
So recognizing the pattern is the first step.
Absolutely.
Then it's about building that inner strength, right?
Exactly.
Creating a healthier foundation for future relationships.
For sure.
But let's face it, not all relationships are a serene walk in the park.
That's true.
Sometimes things can get a little...
heated.
Heated, right.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the power struggle couple.
Yes.
This dynamic is characterized by conflict.
Definitely.
And a constant competition for control.
A lot of tension there.
Communication often breaks down.
Right.
There's a lack of trust and willingness to compromise.
Yeah, they might find themselves engaging in destructive cycles of arguing and blaming.
Think of like, you know those celebrity couples?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Who seem to like... thrive on the drama.
Yeah.
The ones constantly making headlines for their public spats and reconciliations.
Exactly.
Is this just a personality clash or is there something deeper at play?
While it might appear to be a clash of strong personalities,
okay,
the root often lies in a fear of vulnerability.
Interesting.
And a need to assert dominance as a form of self-protection.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're playing at their own internal struggles, right?
On the relationship stage.
Exactly. But is a healthy relationship even possible, you know?
Right. In this constant tug of war,
yeah,
it's undoubtedly challenging.
Yeah.
The power struggle dynamic can erode the foundation of trust.
Right.
And mutual respect.
Okay.
Leading to a toxic environment.
So there's hope even for the couples seemingly locked in this perpetual battle.
If both partners are willing to do the work,
okay,
it's not impossible to shift the pattern.
So there's hope.
There's always hope.
What would that transformation look like? What would that involve?
Well, it starts with recognizing those underlying fears, driving the need for control.
Mm-hmm.
Often therapy can be instrumental in this.
Yeah.
Providing a safe space.
Makes sense.
To explore those vulnerabilities,
right,
and develop healthier communication strategies.
So learning to compromise.
Yes.
Express needs directly.
Mm-hmm.
And actively listen to their partner's perspective.
Absolutely.
These are all crucial steps toward, you know.
Breaking free.
Yeah. Breaking free from this destructive cycle.
Exactly.
It sounds like a lot of work.
But
the potential payoff, right?
Oh, yeah.
A more harmonious and fulfilling relationship.
Absolutely.
That seems worth the effort.
Worth it.
Now, after exploring these rather intense dynamics.
Yeah, pretty heavy stuff.
Wouldn't it be nice to shift our focus to something more...
aspirational?
Aspirational. Yeah, let's talk about the equal partnership couple.
Okay.
What many would consider, like, the gold standard.
Right, the ideal.
Yeah.
This dynamic showcases a balance of power.
Okay.
Mutual respect and open communication.
So decision-making is a shared process in this type of dynamic.
It is.
And there's a genuine desire to understand and support
each other's perspectives.
Right, each other's dreams, goals, all of that.
It's beautiful.
So isn't this what we're all ultimately striving for?
I think so.
A true partnership built on respect, collaboration, and a shared journey of growth.
Absolutely. What sets the equal partnership couple apart,
yeah,
is that they view their relationship as a collaborative adventure.
I love that.
They champion each other's individual pursuits while nurturing their connection.
It's not about merging into one identity.
Right.
It's about creating a space where both partners can flourish.
Yes, as individuals.
Right, and as a couple.
Exactly.
This is so inspiring.
It's beautiful to see.
You know, it's not about erasing differences.
Right.
It's about celebrating them.
Right.
Yeah.
And finding ways to complement each other's strengths.
I love that.
As we wrap up our discussion of these five couple types,
okay,
I want to kind of shift gears here and bring it back to you, our listener.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to us break down these different dynamics.
Right.
Where do you see yourself fitting into these categories?
That's the question.
And more importantly,
yeah,
what can you take away from this exploration to strengthen your own connections?
That's the goal.
Exactly.
Remember these categories. They aren't rigid boxes.
Okay.
Most couples exhibit traits from multiple types.
Makes sense.
And relationships evolve over time.
For sure.
The key takeaway here is using this knowledge to foster awareness and understanding of the dynamics at play in your own relationship.
It's about recognizing those patterns.
Yes.
Understanding the potential strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, making more conscious choices about how we interact.
Absolutely.
It's like having
what is it?
A secret decoder ring for relationships.
I like that.
Helping you decipher the unspoken language of your connection.
Exactly. And that awareness is empowering.
Right.
For instance, if you notice some codependent tendencies in your relationship, you can start setting healthier boundaries, encourage each other's individual growth.
Right. If you lean more toward the power struggle dynamic, you can focus on developing better communication skills.
Absolutely.
And conflict resolution strategies.
So important.
So whether you identify strongly with one type, or you see, you know, bits and pieces of yourself in several, this knowledge can be a springboard for deeper self-reflection and more meaningful conversations within your relationship.
I love that.
Now, even though we've explored these five distinct couple types, it's important to recognize that there's so much more to consider when unpacking the intricacies of relationships.
So much more.
It's like we've outlined the basic shapes.
The foundation.
But now it's time to add color, texture, and depth to the picture.
I like that visual.
So what other factors influence these unique relationship dynamics? What else is going on beneath the surface?
Right.
What are some of those less obvious factors that...
that shape how we connect.
Yeah, romantically.
One crucial factor is attachment styles.
Okay.
These are the patterns of relating to others that we develop early in life, often influenced by our relationships with our primary caregivers.
Right, those early relationships.
Yeah, and these early blueprints can significantly impact how we approach intimacy, trust, and emotional connection in our adult relationships.
So someone who had a secure attachment in childhood might feel more comfortable with vulnerability and intimacy later on, in their romantic relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
But what happens if someone had a less secure attachment?
Well, if someone experienced inconsistent or unreliable caregiving as a child, they might develop an insecure attachment style, leading to anxieties around abandonment, difficulty trusting their partners, or a tendency to become overly dependent.
So understanding your own attachment style and that of your partner can shed light on some of the recurring patterns.
Yeah, those challenges you face as a couple.
Yeah, it's like those early experiences create a lens through which we view our relationships.
I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Shaping our expectations and reactions.
It's powerful.
But it's not just our internal world that matters, right?
No, not at all.
There are external forces at play as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Societal norms, cultural expectations.
Remember all those things.
Economic pressures.
For sure, yeah.
All of these external factors play a role in shaping how couples interact and navigate challenges.
So couples facing financial stress might experience higher levels of conflict.
Absolutely.
While those living in cultures that emphasize more traditional gender roles, they might find themselves falling into those patterns.
Yeah.
Even if they don't consciously choose to.
Right.
So it's like each couple exists within this complex ecosystem of internal and external influences.
Right.
Each contributing to the unique dynamic of their relationship.
That's absolutely. It makes you realize there's no one size fits all approach to love and relationships.
Makes sense. And that brings us to, I think, the most crucial point of this whole deep dive.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's the unique strengths and challenges that you bring to your relationships.
Yeah, your own personal fingerprint.
There's no, you know, magic formula.
Right.
No perfect couple type to emulate.
Forget the rule book.
What matters most is understanding your own needs.
Absolutely.
Values and goals.
Yeah.
Within the context of your relationship.
That's it.
So instead of striving to fit into a predefined mold.
Right. Ditch the labels.
We should be asking ourselves, what makes me feel loved and secure?
Such a good question.
What are my non-negotiables in a relationship?
Yeah, right.
What are your deal breakers?
What are my partner's needs?
Mm-hmm.
And how do those align with mine?
It's about compatibility.
Right.
It's about moving beyond the labels.
Yeah.
Engaging in honest, open communication with your partner.
Yeah.
About what truly matters to both of you.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
It has. I've really enjoyed this.
You know, we've not only explored those common patterns of couple dynamics,
mm-hmm.
but also we peeled back the layers to reveal the deeper complexities.
Yeah, that make each relationship unique.
But remember, healthy relationships are a journey.
It is.
Not a destination.
You're always evolving.
Right. It's about continuous learning, growth, and a willingness to show up authentically with your partner.
I love that.
Embracing both the joys and the challenges.
The ups and downs.
Yeah, that come with building a life together.
It's all part of it.
And as we wrap up this deep dive,
okay,
I want to leave you with this thought.
Go for it.
This isn't about judgment or comparison.
No, not at all.
It's about understanding compassion and self-awareness.
Right.
It's about empowering yourselves with the knowledge and the tools. I like that.
To create more fulfilling and loving connections.
Yeah.
Whatever form they may take.
Absolutely.
Until next time.
Okay, see you then.
Happy diving.
Happy diving.